Always be the best ever.
Love Talk Radio.
176 and 0, the greatest of all time, Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT, your host today on Pound for Pound Radio. What's up, everybody? All right, to all you delusional haters that post my radio and on YouTube and talk shit, listen, clowns, go on YouTube, go on my channel, and look at every single video that I've posted. It's a fight video. Every single fight, I win. W after W after W. Now let's go back to the Ukraine. No, I'm not going back to Ukraine. I'm saying let's go back to the time when I was living with my wife in Ukraine. I was beating everybody's ass in Ukraine, just how I do it in LA. That boxer that I beat in the restaurant, that motherfucker was tall as fuck. We went bare knuckle. His boys are there. And I beat the shit out of him. My favorite punch of the fight, I mean, that was just a bomb. I literally grabbed this motherfucker by the shirt, and I just hit him with the right hand. Bam! This motherfucker's head, his head turned, literally. You know what I'm saying? How can you talk shit about that? You people are sick. You know what I'm saying? People are sick in the head. Fucking dumbass trolls, man. The Israeli soldier, that was just like, I told him boxing. I exposed you fucking people two fights in a row. Sorry, 176 fights in a row. No, but literally, the last two fights that I had, you know, my last two wins, the U.S. Marine, he asked me, how hard are you going to go? How hard are we going to go? I told him, you can go as hard as you want. Meaning I told him, throw as hard as you want. And that's it. That right there eliminates the whole light sparring bullshit. You fucking clowns are trying to discredit. Like, you people are so fucking dead and done. Like you have no credibility. You're fucking, you know, I beat so many people that now you're just using some bullshit light sparring crap. What the fuck is wrong with you fucking retards, man? This fight's we're like me and Gino Esco, me and Mario, we're going full out, both of us. You know, we're just throwing bombs at each other, and I'm the winner of every fight. And you clowns, you know what I'm saying? Like, you people are sick in the head. Going back to 2015, that EFC fucking fag, that TV fighter that I beat down, he was throwing fucking 100%. That guy was literally like going like balls out trying to knock me out. What do? I hit him back. I land more punches, we get into a bunch of exchanges, and then he clinches me, and I beat his ass in the clinch, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? He was 3-1, all four fights were televised. That's what I said. TV fighters suck. They're no good. Why are my easiest wins against televised fighters? Bellator, dude, that I recently beat like a week and a half ago. In the cage, went to the UFC gym, and he called me out. I got in the cage, and I fucked him up. Him and his boys recorded the fight. Now, question to you delusional haters. Him, the Bellator dude, him and his boys recorded that fight. Okay, and I got my phone, I'm right here, recorded, and he got his phone. Because the Bellator bitch thought he was going to beat me. But then when I beat his ass, he told them to delete my fucking... That's why I punched them outside the cage. I punched them bare knuckle because he told them to delete it off my phone, and they did. And, you know, they closed it. They closed the cage. There was a lot of them. It was like 10 people. You know what I'm saying? And then they all left. Think about it logically. If you win a fight, you know what I'm saying? And that Bellator guy was obviously a hater. I mean, think about it. Come on. If he beat me, wouldn't he post that fight on YouTube? Of course he would. But he didn't beat me. He got his ass beat. That's why he had them delete that shit, because he knew once I'd get home, I'd post that shit. But it's all right. I beat a U.S. Marine, and I told him, you can go as hard as you want, and I fucking stopped him in 5 seconds. His fucking head went. His head nearly went through the goddamn glass door, and then the Israeli soldier... I beat the fuck out of him. Beat the fuck out of him. That motherfucker didn't even touch me. And you clowns are still talking shit. Making videos, running your mouth. Fuck you motherfuckers. You people are mentally ill, man. This fucking Steve Almighty, this fucking A-Blaze, man. All you fucking retards with your no names, with your screen names, you fucking delusional fucking twats, man. What do you bitches have to say, man? I beat this motherfucker's ass in front of his girlfriend. I fought in front of my ex-wife, man, but I won, though, man. 2015, at the outside the restaurant, I beat some motherfucker's ass in front of her, man. Yeah, because he was hitting on her. It doesn't matter if I dumped her or not. I'm saying what happened. I'm saying that, yeah, me and Daria went to this party and stuff, and some motherfucker, you know, he got drunk, you know, and he was, like, hitting on my wife, and, you know, I beat his ass in front of her. No, we went outside, but she was outside too, you know what I mean? And this Israeli guy, I beat the shit out of him in front of his fucking girlfriend, man. That's why she cut the tape. Because on the ground, I finished him. These fucking stupid fucks were like, why'd you... I'm fighting. I'm throwing punches at him. I'm landing bombs at him. I got no control of whoever's holding the camera, man. That's it. I gave her the camera. I told her, press record. Boom. Record. Keep. I told her, like, cut it when I say cut it. She got scared. That's why it's not, it's kind of, you know, girls get scared, you know, they turn the shit off, you know. Next victory, I got to give it, you know, probably get Curtis to record, man. Curtis will record the whole goddamn thing, man. He will record how I, after I win, how I leave through the door, man, if y'all want, man. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Curtis, I don't know, he's just been busy a lot, man. I talk to him still, you know, every now and then. You know, a lot of the homies are happy to see me back, that I escaped the evil girl, evil bitch, like that, you know. She still wants me back, man. I know. She always wants me back, man. I left her for a fucking year, man. And then I decided to give her another chance, and she was like, oh, I'll come back. I still love you. You know, she got my name tattooed. Look, there's no doubt in Daria's love. There is no. I mean, come on. The girl is obsessed with me. But it's a shame that she is a fucking psycho. A normal girl would never threaten with suicide, blackmail. Like, she has, like, I don't know, she's fucking, like, either she's bipolar or, yeah, that could be a possibility. The point is, she's evil. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she loves me, she had sex with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have to make any videos for her, I just, you know, went to Ukraine and fucked her, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, Kim wants the, you know, apparently the divorce rumors are false, right? Whatever, her loss, man. And you know what? I think, mark my words, she will divorce that clown one day, but you know what? I don't care anymore. It's going to be too late for her then, because I'm going to have another girl, and I'm not going to want Kim, because I'm going to be in love with another girl. Yeah, like, when I was with my wife, was I asking Kim out? No, man, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to get married again. You know, it happened once, right? Okay, well, it happened again. I got engaged. I got married. You know, what the fuck? I'm going to do it again. I just got out of a bad marriage, man. I got to get my, you know, divorce lawyer, and I got to get, well, it's good that me and my ex-wife didn't have kids. Because if we had kids, then it would take even longer to divorce and then custody and all that bullshit. You know, fuck that. So it's good that we don't have kids, and it's gonna be faster. Hopefully in 6 months, you know, get the divorce officially done. That way, you know, well, I'm talking to different girls, but I'm saying when I get like a serious girlfriend, you know, that will, you know, want to know about my past relationships. You know, I want to tell her the truth. I don't want to like lie to her and tell her, yeah, I'm like completely divorced, and then she finds out that I'm not. And you know, she's not going to break up with me over it, but she's going to be upset. She's going to be like, oh, what the fuck? You told me you're divorced and you're still going through it. You're still officially married to her. And I'm like, you know, but it's not that big of a deal. But, you know, the bottom line is I'm not with my wife anymore. I don't care what those papers say. Legally, officially, yeah, I'm married to her. But I'm not physically with her anymore. I dumped her. So, you know, I got fed up with the bullshit, and that's it. But, yeah, when I beat the fuck out of that dude in that restaurant, man, bare knuckle on, you all saw the fight on video. Yeah, the original fight video got deleted, man. It was some fucked up shit. I got to, like, trying to re-up all that shit, man. That show is like one of my favorite victories of all time, man. That and the beatdown versus the Israeli soldier, those two, fuck, man. I don't know which one's better. I don't know. They're both great. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you delusional haters are always like, fight a boxer. That guy that I beat at the restaurant, that guy was, he had 30 wins as an amateur in the heavyweight division and the cruiserweight division, all combined. He fought both heavyweight and cruiserweight. He's 6'5", 205 pounds. And I beat the guy's ass. I'm like 160, like sometimes even less, man. Like junior middleweight, super middleweight at the most. Sometimes I walk around at super middleweight. You know, and I'm beating motherfuckers that are fucking heavyweights, you know, cruiserweights, super heavyweights. I beat a guy who was 310 pounds, Golden Gloves, man, Sean Davis. This motherfucker was 26-7, Golden Gloves. So now he's 26-8, total, 0-1, DBS. And I fucking bombed on Deontay Wilder. Like, enough of these rumors that Deontay Wilder knocked me. He didn't knock anybody out. A knockdown and a knockout are two different things, man. Deontay Wilder got knocked out on his feet. He got TKO'd. When I punched Deontay Wilder in the face, that dude flew out of camera sight. You couldn't even see Deontay Wilder anymore. Why do you think Deontay Wilder never, ever, why do you think he told Ellie Seck back in the interview, like, Ellie's like, oh, is there going to be a rematch with Charlie Zonoff? He's like, no, there won't be no rematch. No, there won't be no, exactly, because the motherfucker got his ass beat. He got one shot at it. Do you understand that these delusional fucking haters want to acknowledge the DQ, the knockdown more than they don't want to, like, a lot of these clowns, they always play, like, videos, like, hate videos, and they skip the ring video, because they, in the ring, I physically beat him, and they skip that. See what I'm saying? They're mentally ill. They only want to, they say what they want to see, not what actually happened. You see, I said what really happened. Okay, in the ring, I got in the ring, and I bombed on Deontay Wilder. I fucking dismantled Deontay Wilder, crushed him, annihilated him, TKO'd him, knocked him the fuck out on his feet in the ring. Outside the ring, you know, I was punching Wilder in the body, and he caught me with a lucky shot. It's boxing. It, shit happens. You know, the best fighter in the world got knocked down. Okay, shit happens. I wasn't hurt. I wasn't knocked out. And then he threw while I was on a knee. Therefore, he lost by disqualification. And before that, before the lucky knockdown, I was landing punches on Wilder. So he lost to me twice. Then they took the cameras went off, and then they put him back on again. But they didn't put it on YouTube. I went outside, and I went after Wilder, and I tried to fight him outside. But he just kept walking away, and all these motherfuckers, him and his boys, they sat in the car with my belt while me and my homie are walking after them, and they just, what am I going to chase a car on Hollywood Boulevard where there's cops and get arrested? What the, come on, man. And plus, I mean, how the fuck am I going to catch a car? They sat in the car, you know what I'm saying? They sat in the car, and they stole my belt. That's it. Deontay Wilder lost to me. This fucking retard, Joe Rogan. I remember he was on the show Fear Factor. Hey, homeboy, Rogan. Let me tell you something, son. You delusional fucking bald motherfucker. Man, it's not Joe Rogan. It's Joe Rogaine, motherfucker. You need some Rogaine, homeboy. You're balding, son. Fucking faggot-ass motherfucker. Fucking bitch-ass clown. I beat fucking real martial artists. I beat real black belt martial artists. Guys that... It took them 10 years to get a fucking black belt, man. Real motherfuckers. Most martial arts, it takes 10 years to get a black belt. This retard bought a black belt. He bought it and tells everybody that he actually trained and earned it. Yeah, right. Dude, you fucking, you faggot ass, you sit there and you commentate, okay? And you commentate about fake fighting, about fixed fighting. Deontay Wilder got bombed on, son. I don't know what fight you were watching, man, but put the fight in the ring, right? I bombed on him. I TKO'd him. I left the ring because I didn't want to get jumped. That's it. But what happened after that punch connected on Wilder's jaw? it's irrelevant because he got TKO'd. He flew into the ropes. His equilibrium was gone. He was done. He may have recovered in like 3-4 seconds. It doesn't matter. He was TKO'd. Once he TKO'd, that's it. If there was a ref, they would have waved him. Now, Joe Rogan, if I ever see you anywhere, you're going to get knocked out. I hope you hear this because nobody talks shit about the champ. And I heard you're around LA somewhere, right? Now, you were on the show Fear Factor before you got into that fake UFC bullshit, right? Well, let me tell you something, son. Nobody fears you, and you're not a fucking factor, bitch. You're a fucking clown. You're a fucking joke. You're not even a fighter. Me beating you is like, I get nothing out of it. But since you have such a big mouth, you know, I need to punch you in that mouth. I need to punch you right in the mouth so you won't talk shit anymore about me. You can talk all the shit all you want about paid professional actors. But keep my name out of your fucking mouth, clown. With your fake-ass black belt, you fucking retard. You know what I'm saying? I go into a Krav Maga fucking gym, beat a fucking master. All these motherfuckers got fourth-degree black belts. All these motherfuckers trained for real, real fighters, man. I'm a real fighter, real champion, you son of a bitch. You and your family's a land, UFC bullshit, Dana White. Hey, I went to the UFC gym. I beat a Bellator fighter. The son of a bitch had the goddamn tape erased. Bellator, what the fuck is that? UFC, what the fuck is that? All this bullshit. Hey, the UFC is going to be dead just like mainstream boxing. See how mainstream boxing is dead now? The UFC's next. Because Charlie Z, the UBF, Charlie Z is the face of boxing. Charlie Z is the face of combat, period. You fucking delusional fucking haters that don't want to acknowledge, you're going to have no choice. Because there's so many videos of me beating the fuck out of everybody. Even Boxing Legends TV, even though that's mainstream shit, still, that particular video was phenomenal. It's like I beat so many motherfuckers. They should have put, oh yeah, Jill Zavala. Like, why didn't Joke Rogan, or sorry, let's say his full real name, his actual name, his birth name, Joke Rogan. Why didn't Joke Rogan talk about how I beat Jill Zavala? Know what I mean? Jill Zavala would literally kill that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he would never talk shit to Jill Zavala. Like, if he interviewed Jill Zavala, he would be like asking him about his fights in the cage and like, you know, this, that. Okay, but I beat Jill Zavala, you retard. I outboxed Jill Zavala with the left jab. Jill Zavala didn't even touch me. You know what I'm saying? He didn't even touch me. See, and now, let's talk about women. Yeah, that's my favorite subject, man. All right. Now, let's see. So, my first marriage was, you know, it was two years with her. Well, I was married for a year and 5 months, but I was with her for 2 years. It did not end good. I can get back with her any time, but why jeopardize my life, you know, my freedom, you know, even my safety, you know, the bitch is crazy, you know, she gets drunk, she does some crazy shit, who knows, man, you know, you don't know what's in her head. Sober, she wouldn't do anything like that, but see, even sober, she would get attitude and all that, that's why, like, it's, like I said, beating her pussy up was the only thing. Yeah, she cooked really good, but in Ukraine, the food is really good, and a lot of women cook good in Ukraine. So, okay, so because she's a professional chef and she's a supermodel, look, it's hard to let go of a girl that hot, but I had no choice, man. Look, if Daria was the only girl in the world, then okay, then yeah, then that would suck, you know, then I have to, you know, put up with all her, you know. But there's other women out there, man. And you know, I don't like starting over, you know. But I got no choice. Isn't it better to start over and get a new girl and develop, you know, a new relationship? And then all that I had with Daria, think about it this way. You know, talk every day. We were living together, you know what I mean? All that. Okay, so I'm gonna find another girl and eventually, you know, okay, I'll take her on some dates, you know, I'm going to fuck her, and then boom, I'm going to move in with her, either to her house or my house, whatever the fuck, you know. And everything I'll develop with her, but except it'll be much better because she's not going to be drama. She's not going to be fucking saying that she's going to commit suicide or any of that bullshit. She's not going to be drinking. She ain't going to be doing any of that bullshit. And it's going to be much better. So my first marriage was an experience. You know, the sex was great. You know, that's why I said, whatever, I don't want to insult her like that, man, on there, you know. But she did give good head, though, you know, so. Great head, should I say. But something you haters wish. See, and that's the thing, like, you know, whatever, Daria may be, like, she was my wife, you know. I know her better than anybody else does because she was my wife. But you retards, when I first mentioned her, you retards said that, oh, Daria doesn't exist. And then when I showed pictures of her, you're saying the same shit. And then when I showed pictures, when I went to Ukraine and I showed pictures of me and her, you still said the same shit. But then when I showed the wedding pictures, then you motherfuckers are like, oh, fuck. And then still some of you degenerates said, oh, it's Photoshop. And then when I showed a video with her, you're talking shit. You're like, oh, she's a slut. She's a bitch. Oh, fuck that bitch. That's what I'm saying. Like, my next girlfriend, my next serious girlfriend, because I've talked to quite a few already. My next serious girlfriend, my next wife. Okay, well, obviously I'm gonna have a girlfriend first, and then I'm not gonna get married right away. I just and I don't want to. I want to date. I want to, my next serious girlfriend. I want to date her. You know, before I tie the knot, man, because I already tied the knot. That's it. I know how it feels. You know, I had a wedding. You know, I was wearing a suit. You all saw the pictures, man. You know, me and Daria kissing and everything. I know how it feels. You know, it feels great, even if it was with the wrong girl. But still, it feels great. You know, it's like, I mean, come on. I mean, some people never get married in their life. You know what I mean? I did. I got married, but it just didn't work out, man. It's her fault, man. Her fault, her loss. Anyways. The next girlfriend, no matter how beautiful she is, no matter how nice she's going to be in the beginning, I still want to date her for at least a year, at least 9 months, 9 months to a year, to find out if she truly is the one, because I don't want another Daria. I don't want to rush into marriage, and the next thing you know, when we start living together, her true colors are going to show up, and then boom, I'm stuck again. No, that's not going to happen. I'm going to make sure that the next chick is the right chick. You know what I'm saying? Now, speaking of fights, I looked up this Conor McGregor bullshit. I would fucking murder that guy. I'd much rather beat up another Bellator dude or beat up this clown Anthony Joshua, at least he's a heavyweight. I mean, yeah, he's a paid professional actor. He ain't got no skills. He ain't got no power. The power shots that I was hitting that Israeli soldier with would fucking murder Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua would drop to the canvas instantly if I hit Anthony Joshua with those bombs. And he's got that fake undefeated record, beating bums. But at least he's a big heavyweight. And you know, big heavyweights are tailor-made for me, because they're slow and they're easy to hit. They're big targets. And this McGregor guy, wait, 21-3? Three losses? Motherfucker. 176-0. I thought he had one loss. I thought... because I don't keep up with this fake fighting crap. I thought he only lost to Nate Diaz. He got three losses. He lost to two other motherfuckers before losing to Nate Diaz. That is a bitch. So what am I going to get out of it, man? I'm beat him up. He's going to have a fourth loss? He's going to be 0-1 in boxing. In underground boxing. So license, boxing, license. Hey, there's no licenses, man. The fucking in the UBF, man. Put on gloves and you fight. Nobody giving no licenses, man. All that bullshit, man. Hey, Deontay Wilder got Dustin Nichols to get a license. Dustin Nichols is a fat, obese, sick man. He's not a boxer, but he has a boxing license. He has a paid professional actor boxing license, but he's still not a boxer, though. You know what I'm saying? Mainstream boxing is fake. It's not real. It is the reincarnation of WWE, You got your good guys and you got your bad guys. Like Drake said, he was right about that. You got your good guys and you got your bad guys. Like, for example, Floyd Mayweather, in real life, he's really a bad guy. You know, yeah, Floyd Mayweather Jr., now that is a motherfucker that I really want to knock out. I really want to knock him out. He's small. He's not nearly a cruiserweight, not nearly a heavyweight. But for an exception, if I was to make an exception and fight somebody who's below heavyweight and cruiserweight, it is Floyd Mayweather Jr. I would fucking annihilate that punk. He's talking about fighting with T.I. for some ugly-ass bitch named Tiny. Motherfucker. What the fuck? Street fight Charlie Z, motherfucker. Yeah. Ain't no shoulder rolls bare knuckle. Y'all see me bare knuckle, man. I'm one hell of a boxer and I'm one hell of a bare knuckle boxer. And bare knuckle, ain't no shoulder rolls and bare knuckle, motherfucker. Anything fucking goes, man. I'll fucking kill Mayweather. I would kill him in a boxing match. With gloves on. Bare knuckle? Are you serious? Dude, I knocked out a fucking heavyweight sergeant in Ukraine with 10-ounce gloves. With bare knuckles, Mayweather Jr., he'll take a nap. And a long nap, too. Motherfucker's arm would be hanging out like Andrew Harley's, man, if I hit him. Mayweather don't want to see me, man. He don't want to see me. He knows what I did. He knows that I nearly put Deontay Wilder to sleep with that left hook. He obviously saw that fight, man. He saw the ring fight. He knows. Come on, Mayweather Jr., he would never beat Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder's too big for him. But I beat Deontay Wilder. So how in the world is Mayweather going to get in the ring with me? And I beat his daddy up. Knocked his fucking dad out. His dad is fucking retarded, man. He still thinks. Yeah, you know what, though? His dad deserves more credit, though, because he did get in the ring with me, though. He got his ass beat, you know what I'm saying? But still, he did get in the ring with me. Mayweather Jr. is a pussy, man. Didn't get in the ring with the champ, man. The guy that's all talk. I mean, he had one fight in the last fucking 2 years or whatever the fuck. I had 71 fights this year, man. He didn't even have 71 fights in his fucking career, man. His fake career. His choreographed, so-called, pretend career. He didn't even have 71 fights in his fake boxing career. I had 71 fights this year, and the year is not over. Who knows? I don't know yet. Maybe I'll get one or two more wins this year. We'll see, man. 176-0, it's just that last victory I scored. It's a phenomenal way to, end 2016. That's not the thing. I'd love to go to the gym today and fuck someone up again like that, like I did to the Israeli soldier, and put it on YouTube. But that's not the issue. The issue is this. It's almost Christmas. It's holiday season. A lot of gyms are empty right now. I'm telling you about Thanksgiving, but Christmas is even bigger. Christmas is like the biggest holiday in the world. Christmas, New Year's. The gyms are empty. It's going to be hard to find it's hard to find an opponent when there's no holidays. Holiday season to find an opponent, possible, very possible. Not. It's going to be hard. It's just going to be a waste of time. You know, I'm just most likely going to go and come back without a fight. You know what I mean? So it's better to wait till the holidays are over. Going overtime. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The better way, January for sure, 177, I'm going to get to 180-0, 182-0, 183, 184-0 in January. February, probably like 190-0. I'd say March. March will be 200-0. March 2017, Charlie Z reaches a trademark, a milestone that has never been reached. You know, no fighter in the history of boxing has ever been 200-0. No fighter has ever been 176-0. But 200 is just like a marquee number. It's just like, fuck. It's like, wow. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to do it. Yeah, it's not going to be, It's not gonna be that hard either, because After I got jumped by those two pussies, those two bouncer pussies, I don't know, I laid both those clowns. The motherfucker that was throwing those sucker punches and the motherfucker that tackled me was holding me back. I'd crush both of them, but I'm getting over it, man. I beat down that Israeli soldier. Motherfucker, he didn't know what was hitting him, man. It's like, what makes that victory so great is that he tried literally everything during a boxing match. He tried a kick, and what I do, I counter that kick with a left right. And he tried to do the Muay Thai hold. Then he tried to wrestle, and on the ground, then he tried to wrestle. He got his ass beat. I mean, he tried everything. He tried boxing. He got killed. He tried boxing, got killed. He tried kicking. He got counterpunched. He tried Muay Thai. He kept getting punched. He tried wrestling. He kept getting punched. That's what makes that victory so amazing, is that the guy literally tried everything, and he's just, like, so frustrated. It's like, he just could not beat me. He couldn't even touch me. He couldn't even land a punch against me. He couldn't land anything against me. Yeah, I hit him fucking 11 times on video, and then on the ground I hit him 5 more times. So that's 16 unanswered headshots, you fucking delusional haters, man. 16 unanswered headshots versus a fucking Israeli soldier, special forces. You fucking retards, man. You people go and fight that guy. You fight any kind of soldier, you get your ass beat, man. You go fight a U.S. Marine, then an Israeli Army dude. You go do it, man. You people all talk. You sit on the fucking computer and some delusional fucking moron made a video saying that some fucking clown with glasses hiding his face saying that the guy that knocked out Charlie Z. Nobody knocked out Charlie Z, man. Charlie Z is unbeatable. Nobody's ever beaten Charlie Z. Nobody will ever beat Charlie Z. Proof. Where's his video? I don't even know who the fuck that is. It's some troll, man. These trolls are they're so sick in the head. They're trying to get attention. They're trying to, you know what I mean? Their whole purpose in life is like when I was living with my ex-wife, you know, I was fucking her, and these guys were simultaneously, when I was having sex with my ex-wife, these idiots were sitting at home on their computers talking about me. That's how mentally ill they are. That's how fucking deluded and crazy and just, like, psychotic that these people are. That I'm literally fucking a bitch, and these motherfuckers are talking about me. You know what I'm saying? Get your own life and talk about it. See, you can't talk about your own life because you don't have one. You don't have any victories. You don't have any women. You don't have any fiance, ex-fiancés, ex-wives, you know, that you can talk about and say that, oh, look, you know, I had this supermodel girl, I had this girl, that girl, that, you know, and this retard that made a video saying that stalking employees from the, listen, clown, LA Fitness babe, that girl was in love with me. I mean, she was just, the way she was staring at me, That chick really wanted it. You know, I had another girlfriend at that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was... But I fucked up. I should have got with her that day. I tried. I went outside to get some water. I said, I'll be right back. Then when I came back, she was already, like... She left. I don't know. She had the best body I've ever seen. Like, yeah. That girl, honestly, like, if I had to choose... Well, Daria's out of the picture. There's no way I'm getting back with my ex-wife. So if I had to choose her, Kim Kardashian, or or Angelina Ivey, I'd choose LA Fitness, babe, out of all three of them. Yep. She's the hottest one, like, hands down. Like, she's this. And she's not even famous. That's what makes it even better, because she wouldn't be in the public eye. I'd keep her on the down low. I know she's in Miami. I got some friends in Miami. Like, I got, like, family friends, like, people, like, some relatives that live in Miami. Fuck, it's possible I could find her, but it would be tough because I know her name, but her first name, but I don't find your last name. Fuck. Find your last name. Yeah, I'd definitely be able to find her, but it sucks, man. Yeah, that girl was really into me. She was staring at me. She was just literally no. She was giving me them come to bed eyes. Oh fuck. And I fucked Daria. Daria's really hot. That girl's. It would feel better to fuck her because she has like a really curvy body. She has like a fucking. She got like a huge tits, huge ass. You know what I mean? Like yeah, it's real too. You know what I mean? Like. Man, that girl's something else, man. Fucking goddess. Goddess. Straight up. Well, hey, at her former job, I beat the shit out of an Israeli soldier. I beat a lot of people where she used to work at. So. And she didn't even, like, when she saw me and my belt and my goat shirt, and she was staring at me. That was 2013. So, yeah, that chick was looking right. Like, there was, like, a line trying to, people were coming in to, you know, members or employees, like, not employees, employees, too. Everybody was, like, there was, like, a bunch of people trying to talk to her, and she was just, like, fucking straight up looking at me, just hypnotized. Me and her were just, like, we had this eye contact, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I came up to her, I talked to her, I'm like, how you doing? I'm like, you know, what's your name and stuff, you know? Oh, she was very friendly, yeah. Hey, who knows? Maybe I'll see her again. Maybe she'll move back to L.A. or maybe, you know. Well, I can't go to Miami without knowing her last name, without knowing her contacts, you know what I mean? Like, I got, if I see, like, remember I was talking about that hot girl that I liked, that my ex-wife's acquaintance at the salon chick? Well, at least I know her phone number. If she ever, you know, calls me back and says, hey, you know what, you know, I don't give a fuck about what Daria says, you know, me and you can get, you know, we can become boyfriend, girlfriend, yeah, then that's it, then I'll go back to Ukraine, and I'll get with that girl. But the Miami hottie from LA Fitness, I mean, I can go to Miami and get another girl, but how am I going to find her, you know, what am I going to go, you know, yeah. I need to find more info on her, man. I asked some dude at the gym. He said that she just moved to Miami. You know, she just. I mean, I know her first name, man. I try to Facebook her, but there's a lot of girls with that name, though. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, 176. No, 177, it's going to be a demolition. It's just going to be me. I'm going to fire on my opponent, rush him, and, you know. So, yeah, like. You mentally challenged haters. Say the U.S. Marine. I told him you can throw as hard as you can, and what do I do? Bam, left hook. Bam, bam, bam. That's it. The motherfucker's like, okay. His fucking beanie nearly covered his eyes. I fucking annihilated that motherfucking Marine. 13 U.S. Marines. I beat 13 U.S. Marines. You fucking pussy haters. You clowns talk shit about Marines. You wouldn't even pass boot camp in the Marines. You retards. U.S. Marines are vicious fighters. They're tough motherfuckers. They're trained to kill. How many people could say that they beat 13? To beat one U.S. Marine is a huge accomplishment. Just one. I beat 13 of them. And many more to come. I guarantee you. I guarantee you in my journey to 200 or no, that I'm always going to beat at least 3 or 4 or 5 Marines. At least. I got nothing against Marines. Marines, you know, they got balls. They go to war and everything. I got nothing. It's just I beat them that because they're tough opponents, because they're credible opponents. It looks good on my resume. Well, when you see on my record, like Charlie Z, KO1, TKO1, U.S. Marine, it looks good. And then there's a video of it. It's like then you look at that victory, Charlie Z, TKO1, 205-pound Marine. Then you go on YouTube. And you see that victory on YouTube. Oh, shit. He really did beat a Marine. Fuck. Sorry. He beat Marines. Many of them. He knocked out a Marine. Charlie Z is the best. That's it. Navy SEAL. I beat a Navy SEAL. That fight's on record. It's on video. You haters ain't got shit to say. You got nothing. You motherfuckers got nothing. I got it all. People are fucking zero. I rule boxing. I rule fighting. I'm the face of combat, period. Charlie Zelenoff, the best. It's always going to be like that. Since 2011, when I hit Vasquez with that killer six combo, six power shots in half a second, nobody's ever done that. That speed, that power, it's unparalleled. Unparalleled. No man on the planet can compete with that kind of shit, man. And that's what I'm saying. Until the end of time, there will never, ever be a fighter that will win 71 battles in 1 year. Nobody will ever do it. Nobody's ever done it. Obviously, nobody's ever done it before. And nobody will ever do it again. Never. Not in 1,000 years, not in 1,000,000 years. I told you, until the end of time. And forever. Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT. As the greatest of all time.